So the Torah tells us that God appeared to Avraham be'ilo and Mamre, on the plains of Mamre, and Rashi quotes, he's the one who gave Avraham advice on the Mila. And what is the famous Medrash that says that Avraham had three friends, Anir, Eshkol, Mamre, and Pashas, he asked them what to do. So Anir said, are you kidding me? Don't do it. You become a Baal Mum. You'll become defective. Eshkol said, are you kidding me? Are you a fool? You're a Zakein. It's dangerous. You're going to die from it. So don't do it. And Mamre said, of course you do it. God has credibility. Without God, you'd be dead. He saved you in the Kivshan HaEsh, and now with this one about part of one Aver, so of course do a listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Medrash says. So it's mashma from the Medrash that Avram was mesupik. Should I do the Mila or not? Now Mamre decided, listen to Mamre. Now, because he did the Mila, because of Mamre, and that's what God's coming down to him now after recovering from the Brit Mila, in the midst of recovering the Brit Mila, so he gives Mamre credit. So the kash is obvious. It's like, what do you mean, Mamre? You mean, if God tells you to do something, let me think about it. But if Mamre tells me, I'm all in. What's going on here? There's a famous answer they give among the Darshanim that many people that, if the Torah says something, okay, but if it's a secular source, if it's a Gentile, if it's a scientist or it's some others, oh, well, okay, if they say it, it must be true. In other words, the story with the Malbum, who was fought against the Maskilim. So the famous story, I guess one of them somehow came into the shul, and they gave him a bracha. They gave him an aliyah. And he did a lot of kavana for the aliyah. So after he finished the aliyah, he went over to Shtach the Malbum and said, see, aren't you impressed? Look at all the kavana I had. You know, Shabbat Habano Mikol Amim. So the Malbum was very sharp. He said, yeah, you're so thankful that he gave the Torah to the Jews. Because if he gave it to the Goyim, then you'd follow it. That's what the Maskilim did. They idolized secular sources. Either that's what they say, Derek Drush, who Nushin has an Eitz Al Amila. If Mamre says it, then now we can do it. However, other Mefarshim give different answers to this Kasha. There's the famous Maral. That, of course, he wasn't asking an Eitzah, meaning like a Kaddish Baruch Hu with the angels. I go, it was this Derech Eretz. I'm not going to ask permission to greet the world, but in other words, a lot of times you ask questions, it's not a question mark. It's more you want to involve someone in the decision, even though you're making the decision, but it's just a psychological thing. If you just do something, well, you didn't discuss it with me. But if you discuss it with me, even though you don't listen, so therefore, they're okay. If some people, I get more upset. But that's what we're saying here. Shol Eitz Al Amila. It's not, he was doing the Mila anyway, because God said so. But let me just, include my friends in the discussion, so to speak. That's how the Maral says, or as well, they point out, he also did it because a lot of times you do something, a lot of times you're caught up in a situation, and you do things right away. So for instance, impulse buying. Either the sale comes on now, the internet, the email, or like you're walking in the store, wow, great, I have no intention of buying this, but you come out and you spend $1,000. Impulse buying, buyer's remorse. So therefore, if Avram did the Mila right away, oh, you didn't think about it. If you thought it through, you would have realized how ridiculous it was. So he got commanded. He waited to speak to his friends, and he said, look, it's not an impulse buy. I'm doing it because Kaksi Vashem, etc. So that's why he asked Mamre. It was more to just show that it was an intellectual decision as well, not just an emotional one. And then others point out, let's say the Laderech, he explains that, and there's actually a Bar Yosef, there's a Bar Yosef of Yosef Salat, who writes that basically something similar, but a little different. He says that the Shiloh was that God was commanding Avram with Mila, but Avram knew later on that in the time of Yeshua, he's going to give the mitzvah of Priya. Priya wasn't given to Avram. So, but he was, but he wanted to know, he has a whole discussion, I'll get into the Bar Yosef about, should I do it, should I do B'toris Eino Mitzuba V'Yosef, like the Maharal Diskin? Why did Avram wait to be commanded for me? Why didn't he do like all the other mitzvahs? Because you're something you only could do once. So, So the issue was, Avram was going to do the Mila anyway. The question is, should he do the Mila now and then maybe have to do a Tafas Dambris later? Should he do everything at one time? And that's the Yisod of Hamavdil ben Kodesh wa Kodesh, like as Rav Salavation used to always say, it's one Madrega to be Mavdil ben Kodesh wa Chol. That's a much easier distinction, holiness and profane. And it's Chol and Kodesh. But Hamavdil ben Kodesh with Kodesh, that takes Chokmah. Like they say, that's why the mitzvah of Avdolah is in the bracha of Konein Hadas. Because to make Avdolah, to know to compare and contrast, it takes Bina, it takes some Das. So therefore, it was the question of, I'm going to do the Mila, God commanded me. The question is, when's the best time of doing it? Should I do it now, later, earlier? In fact, that's what we're going out. The kasha they ask is, we know we're going out Zerizim, Magdim, and Lamitzis from Avraham Avinu. And yet, as we all know, and by the Akedah also, we know Zerizim, Magdim, and Lamitzis, and he went ahead and did it early, but by Bris, he didn't do it early, he did it Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh at Chatzos. So the question is, when's the best time to do the mitzvah? In other words, like in general, it's a famous Truma Sadeshan regarding Kiddush Vavana. Should I do the mitzvah earlier now, or should I wait till Saturday night and do it Besimcha when Motzoi Shabbos, Mimakabo Pnei Yashchina? So obviously it depends. If there's a concern that you might miss Kiddush Vavana completely, it's winter, it's going to be rainy the next week, so then obviously you do it now. But if you know it's Thursday night and it's only like the fifth of the month, sixth of the month, so then, you know, you might as well wait to Saturday night and do it. And also, you have another week or so afterwards anyway. So that's why. So generally, you do Zerizim, Makdim, and Lamitzis. And that's why they explain, why did Avram wait? So Smagat Avram says that he didn't wait, that he was told. That's the moment he was told, he did do it. But others hold the dafka over here. All things being equal, you do it at Vasikin. But here he needed Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. He wanted a public, he wanted more people to know what was going on. He wanted to make a public Kiddush Hashem. And as well, some point out, the sun is strongest then, so it could heal the wound. So therefore, that was the Eitzah. It wasn't an Eitzah of, should I do the Mila? Of course, he was listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what. But it's a much more difficult in life. Amavdil ben Kodesh or Kodesh was asking Mamre, when should I do it? Whatever he was asking, whether he should do it Zriz and Makdim, and should he do it at 6 o'clock in the morning? Should he do it at Chatzos? And or etc. Or in terms of, should he do it because he's not commanded yet? Wait to be commanded, etc. So the point being was, so you have different pshatim, whether the Pashas is, if you look at, you know, I wouldn't say the Pashas, but the Kashas, people say, like, it seems that if not for Mamre, he wouldn't have did it. The answer is no. He would have done it anyway, but with Mamre, it's like the Maskilim with the Malbum. Or like the Maharal, that you don't want it to make, like, an impulse buy. By a remorse, or you want to include your friends that God did at the creation with the angels? Or wasn't it? Or no, it was a matter of like Zvizim Akdim versus Hidr Mitzvah. Like the different times in life, it's a matter of doing it, but when should I do it? And the Ephraetza, he was asking Eitzah from Mamre, what do you think I could get the most bang for my buck? Doing it now, doing it later, at Chatzos, Zvizim Akdim, and that was the whole discussion with Mamre.